There are a few. My name's Lindsay. I'm the minister of this church. Just in case some of you may not know that, we've got some friends from Burnham. We've got some friends from Central Baptist Church. We've got some friends from Braintree and from Youth Bible Study and general friends as well. And tonight we've got the youth. We've got the action team, the Nepal action team, with us. We have them with us for a week, and we had them this morning, and they were fab. So I'm going to hand over straight to them. Had no plans to say anything else, but I just wanted to welcome everybody. So over to you.
We are the BMS Action Team, and we've been to Nepal for 6 months. And the way that we greet each other in churches out there is by saying Jai Masih, which means victory to the Messiah. So usually what happens is the people at the front say Jai Masih, and then everyone responds with an enthusiastic response of Jai Masih back. So we're going to try that now.
Jai Masih!
Jai Masih!
Oh, very good, thank you. Make us feel right at home. So we are the Nepal Gals. So if you have Instagram, you can follow our hashtag, Nepal Gals. So we have...
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm 22 and I'm from Lancaster. And I've just been at a wedding this weekend. That's why I'm a bit late. Just got back.
My name is Lee and I'm 22 and I'm from Ilford.
Hi, I'm Kez. I'm 19 and I'm from Bristol.
And I'm Rebecca. I'm 19 and I'm from Belfast.
And... so we are part of the Action Team Gap Year program, which is run by BMS World Mission. So there are about 34 of us all together on the program, and we're sent to 9 different countries. So the first month is in September, so it's run over an academic year. So September, we have a month's training in Birmingham at the International Mission Centre, where we have like team bonding activities, get some culture lessons and some theology as well, just to prepare us for going into our country, which for us was Nepal, which is a country in Southeast Asia, just between China and India. So we were there for 6 months. We spent time in Kathmandu, in Patan, which is just outside Kathmandu. So that's where we spent the majority of our time. But we did also travel to Sirkhet, which is on West Nepal. So we stayed there for 2 weeks and worked with different orphanages and schools there. And we also traveled to Chitwan and Pokhara as part of our holiday when we had a week off after Christmas. So we got to travel around and see the country a bit as well. And just an interesting fact, the Nepali flag is the only flag in the world that isn't rectangular shaped. So it's shaped like two triangles. Where do I have to point this? That way. Which we think is to do with the mountains. That's what someone told us. We're not sure if that's accurate, but I mean, it works because it's home to the Himalayas. So, yeah. You also have pieces of paper on your tables in front of you. So we're hoping to do like a Q&A session at the end of this evening. So if you think of any questions during the evening that you want, then just write them down and we'll come around and collect them at the end.
So if we go on to the next slide. And this is what our weekly routine looked like once we'd settled down. But it took a good few weeks to get into this because for the first 6 weeks there was a big fuel crisis going on, and that actually lasted the whole time we were there. But it was particularly bad in the first 6 weeks. And so we couldn't get to the special needs school that we're supposed to be working at 4 days a week, which obviously is a large chunk of our week, so we couldn't end up doing that. And so we ended up doing a whole lot of different projects. So we got involved in the International School Holiday Bible Club, and we helped there for that week. And we went to a Bible college and helped them with their English. We did a whole range of different things during those 6 weeks, and God really provided for us in that. But once we settled down, this is what our weekly routine looked like. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, we went to ABBS, which is a special needs school. And we each had a different class. And so Laura and Lee went in the adult class, and then Mira and Becca were with the younger classes. And they had a whole range of abilities. And so we got to just be a part of that and sort of get to know the children there. And that was really lovely. And then on Wednesdays, we worked at Perna in the morning, which is, if you're here this morning, I told you a bit about it. But it's a factory where they make sort of bags and clothing. And they hire a combination of skilled workers and then people from vulnerable backgrounds as well, and train them up as well. And then in the afternoon, on a Wednesday, we'd go to the international school and then help in different after-school clubs. So me and Rebecca ran a hockey club, and Emily and Laura did the craft club, so they got really messy most weeks, and we had a whole load of crafts all around our flat. And then mainly also did a recorder club, so we got to do a whole host of different fun things. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, we went to the nursery, Dean Meacham Nursery, which is a free school for 3 to 7 year olds. And we got involved in that and just had a lot of fun with them, made crafts and did Bible stories and a lot of games and songs as well, so that was really fun. And then on Saturdays, we went to Anapali Cross Church, which is called Crossways Community Church. And we helped out with the children's work and the teenagers' work as well. So we had quite a busy week, but then our Sundays was our day off, so that was a nice rest.
Okay, so now we just want to tell you a little bit about where we saw God working in Nepal and just kind of how he used each of us in like different aspects of the work that God's doing in Nepal. Okay, so the first one, I just want to tell you a bit about one of the students in my ABBS class. So I was in one of the adult classes at this special needs school. This next slide, there's a picture. So on the left, you can see this is Ganu. So she'd been at the school for a few years, I think since she was very young, but she was now I think she's now 18 years old. She is quite a bright girl, so she always comes into the classroom and sits right next to the window where the sun's coming in. So she always gets the warm spot of the classroom because there's no central heating in there. And then everyone else kind of forms the circle around her, so they're all part of it. But she always gets in there first. So she, since the beginning of the time I was working there, she didn't really interact with anyone very well. She didn't really get involved with what the activities we were doing and just kind of sat there, never really smiled either. So even in the picture, couldn't get her to smile for me. But when we had a Christmas party, so we'd already been working there for about 2 months, she was sitting just on the seat while everyone else was getting up and dancing. But the teacher said, oh, go and see if you can spend time with her. So I went and spent time with her. We just sat together kind of in each other's presence. It's difficult to communicate because of the language barrier as well. But in the end, I gently persuaded her. We managed to get her up dancing. At first, it was just me kind of holding her hands and jigging a little bit. But by the end, she was actually leading me in a dance, and she had the biggest smile on her face. So it was kind of amazing just to see kind of, because I've been building that relationship up with her, just kind of gently spending time with her over these couple of months, that she was able to respond to me in that way and actually kind of get involved with what the rest of the class was doing. So this was an amazing kind of journey that we traveled on together, and I got to see kind of the result of that as well. And she's now having dance therapy lessons that they have there, so they're kind of using this, something that she enjoys, to get her interacting with everyone else. So that's really amazing work that God is doing there.
As I mentioned a bit earlier, we worked in a factory called Perna, and this is mine and Laura's English class, so we had the advanced beginners, and we got to know them really well. They became really close friends of us, even though we only spent like an hour with them a week. But I found it a really good opportunity because I've been learning German in school, and I just have a real passion for languages, and so I think having learnt German, it helped me sort of understand how the grammar works and like even help me understand English a bit more. And so I found I was able to use this skill, which I thought was only A-level German, but actually it turned out to be a real use in teaching English as a foreign language. So when we were out there, I was able to sort of explain the grammar in more detail because I had this skill already. And it made, yeah, it, when we were teaching them like past tense and this sort of thing, and like different cases and like all these things, I didn't realise that I had this skill, and it's something that God sort of showed me that I had, and it was amazing to be able to see them sort of correcting themselves once they'd learned what I'd taught them, and it was just a real blessing to see how God can use a skill that you don't even realise you have, or you don't really think it's a skill, because other people have like skills just like that, but actually God can take things that you already have and use it in another circumstance where you didn't even realise it was possible. So that was a real encouragement for me.
So like, as Kez said before, we had this like weekly routine when we finally got into it. And I think for us it became like home for us. Like, we just went on the bus to work every day, we went to ABS, we went to Perna. And it just became this like weekly routine that we had, and it was really, really good. But I think it was very easy. We could have just become very complacent with it and just been in Nepal. I know it sounds really silly, but it could have just become like home, just like, I don't know, doing ABS, doing
I think God used all of our skills and used all of our creative ability to, as one aspect of it, to impact each place that we worked at. So over there they learn a lot about like informatively. So they learn just like by memory, they just have to repeat things and learn it and learn it and learn it. And a lot of the things that God did through us, I think, was just to bring creativity and bring like new ideas and new things into the different workplaces. And just like to have fun with it. It's not all about learning, but it's about music, it's about creativity, it's about art. So we did crafts. When we went into the nursery each week, we would bring a new craft, we would bring a new Bible story, and just using that creativity that we just think take for granted in a way, and just we have all these skills and talents, and just not being complacent with it and just going with it, and bringing lots of new ideas to each of the things we did.
And so even though that was our weekly programme, that didn't start until about 6 weeks in. When we were in Nepal, there was a blockade on the Indian border, so that meant fuel and a lot of resources couldn't get through, so our projects couldn't open. But definitely during that time, God taught us all lots, and like He used the quietness kind of to teach us stuff well. It didn't have to be in the busyness of our week routine. For me, definitely it was patience. I was just out there, I was like, I just want to start, and getting frustrated at God about this. But He was definitely like, no, just wait, like your time will come. And through that patience and through that time, we still got to do so much other stuff. We got to help out at the International Schools Activity Week, doing a holiday Bible club. We got to give support to the other BMS personnel. We got to have lots of fun with our language teacher. So He was teaching us patience, but He was giving us stuff through that as well. For another thing for me was that I'm really bad at comparing myself to other people, and that's kind of how I get my like approval, and like used to be how I got my self-worth. So I knew that some of the other teams from like day three were already teaching, and 6 weeks in we still weren't really doing our projects. So I think that was another big lesson that God was teaching me in the quietness, was like, don't compare yourself, like you're all different. I've given you all different talents, I've given you all different roles and like all different plans, even though the purpose is the same. So through those 6 weeks, God was like, no, Rebecca, be patient, stop comparing yourself, everything will work out. And it really did. We had an incredible time, and looking back on those 6 weeks, they were still amazing 6 weeks.
So like throughout the Bible, it always talks about loads of different characters in the Bible, like Moses and David and Jonah and Rahab and Paul, and they were like kind of unlikely people to be used by God. But then they're still in the Bible, and they're still characters that we look at all the time for kind of inspiration of how we can be used by God and how we can trust God and how we can have amazing faith. And just like we went to Nepal, and we were kind of like unlikely people. We're just four young girls. We don't have particular training in mission or anything like that. We just kind of went out there with faith and just hoping that God would use us in all these different places that we were going to. So throughout our stories, like you can see how God used us even though we were unlikely people to be used. So like Lee, she just jumped into something that God was already doing in Nepal. God was already working in the teachers to kind of encourage Ganu and help her to join in. And God was just kind of like Lee was just a tool in that, in helping to do that. And then with Kez as well, like she didn't even know she had this passion and desire and things to do language and just to help with people with language. And God really used that passion that was within her to like flow and overflow into what we were doing in Nepal, and especially in Perth, and just teaching the young people there. And then for me, I think just being just having that routine and being busy, but we didn't use that to kind of just run away with it. We really used the opportunities every single week, even though it's the same thing we were going to. We were going to ABS, we were going to the nursery. We always kind of prayed and thought about new ideas, what we could bring, what was the message that God wanted to teach those people that week. It was always different, and we always tried to kind of help use God and have the faith that He could use us and in that situation each week. And the same with Rebecca. God used us in the quiet as well, even though we weren't busy at all, and we were very kind of like, what are we even doing here? We got to Nepal, we didn't have a role, we didn't have all these things that we were expecting to do. God did teach us then, and God helped us even in little things, but we had to grab those opportunities while we were there. They weren't obvious projects, but they were little day-to-day things that we just had to use. So yeah, we wanted to just talk about and kind of encourage you that God can use anyone, no matter skills, or even if you feel unequipped, or if you feel equipped, like God can use that. But at the same time, you have to be active in that. We have to look for the opportunities, and we have to kind of pray for God to open our eyes and just for like an open mindedness in those
opportunities. We didn't just kind of receive them. We had to look to God, that you just have to be willing to step out in faith, step out of your comfort zone and just go with it, not plodder online, just going through life, but really just take those opportunities that God does give you. It just reminded me of this birth, for it is grace, you have been saved through faith, and faith through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God. This talks about we've been saved, we have this gift, and we have this gift of life, and we should use it to fulfill what God's taught us, what we have this mission, we have this task to go and share God's love to the world, and we are his handiworks and created by him, and we should just do it. And we're just ordinary people, we're not like the Bible, like all the people in the Bible before, we're just ordinary people saved by God, but it's him who fulfills us, it's him who gives us the power to go out and to do good work for him. Yeah, so I'm just going to pray and close, and I think we'll sing another song as well. I'll just pray. Dear Father, thank you that we are ordinary people, Lord. Thank you that you've saved all of us, that we know you, that you love us, that you created us. And thank you that we have this faith, even though we might not know everything, that you've created us and that you've given us this life that we should use for freedom, for fulfillment of what you want us to do, Lord. I pray that you would open our eyes, open our hearts, and help us to be people who are confident and passionate and just driven to do your will in this world, whether it be right by our side here, just in our everyday lives or across the world in other places. Lord, help us to just go out with confidence and trust that you will go with us and you will always go with us. And we thank you, Father. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So now we're going to do a question and answer session. So you have a piece of paper in front of you. So if you want to, you can write down some questions on there and we'll come around and put them in the bowl. But also if you're happy then you can just shout them out as well. So if you want to write down some questions. I'll come around now with the bowl.
Okay. This question is, what was the weather like over the year? So this is a nice question. When we first got there, it was very hot. And it was my first time kind of being out of the UK, so I was not prepared for this. I didn't really enjoy the heat, to be honest. I like living my life in skinny jeans, which aren't appropriate for kind of sticky heat either, so I had to change that as well. So it was generally sunny, and even during the winter, it was really sunny, really hot. Apart from when the sun went down at night, and then it got freezing, it hit freezing, it didn't get below freezing, I'm exaggerating. Did it? Oh, so it got below freezing. So we were all in our flats, kind of bundled up in blankets and sleeping bags, and we didn't have a heater because the only one that we had was a gas heater, but because of the fuel crisis, obviously we couldn't get any gas into the country. Generally it was nice and sunny while we were there, though during the day we'd be out in t-shirts, it's just at night then it would get cold.
What are you all going to do next? I'm going to university in September. I'm going to Glasgow to study chemistry with medicinal chemistry.
I'm also going to university. I'm going to Nottingham to study history and German.
I graduated uni last year, so I'm still figuring out what's next. I've been applying for jobs and kind of... Someone told me to say, I'm waiting on the Lord. That's what I'm saying.
I also graduated from university last summer. Kind of the first part of tour, I had no idea what I was doing. But within the last week, I have actually got a plan for the next year of my life. So I'm going to be going back to Nepal to work in the international school as kind of like a music assistant. So I had no idea. So on Friday, I think I got two offers, and then I've been really confused over the weekend. But yeah, I have decided I'm going to go and work at the international school. My degree is in music, so I'm going to be like a music assistant there and kind of help with one-on-one tuition and also be like a support to the primary students in the school.
And this is at KISC, isn't it?
At KISC, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So I'm going again with BMS World Mission. They're sending me to this school. Yeah.
So the next question is, what was the
strangest thing you had to eat in Nepal, and what food did you miss from home? So, for me, one of the strangest things, which it doesn't sound that strange, but we had to eat goat meat, and there weren't loads of different, really strange foods for us, but I'd never eaten goat before, and they just basically choose the most bony bits, so you just are trying to eat fat and bone, pretty much, and you're eating with your hands anyway. So even though we did get spoons, you can't really use a spoon to eat this, because it's just so much bone you have to sort of use your hands. But that was quite strange, I found. And then, what food did you miss most from home? For me, I miss mashed potato. I just really missed it, because we never had it, we ate things like rice quite a lot, because we could cook it in the rice cooker, and that used electricity, so we didn't have to use our precious gas that we had, so, mashed potato was a big thing. I had that was my first meal when I came home.
We ordered it once when we were on holiday, thinking, oh my gosh, this is it, we can have mashed potato again, and then it came, and it was not mashed potato. It was this creamy kind of swap. it wasn't great, it wasn't mashed potato like home.
All this.
How did the Lord lead you to take the step to tour the mission?
We've had a long time.
To join the mission, yeah.
To join the mission. Oh, to join VMS.
Yes.
So for me, I went on a short-term mission trip 2 years ago to Malaysia and Cambodia, and that was the first time I ever kind of took that leap of faith and just went on mission. I never had kind of an idea to do it before. But since then, kind of God put it on my heart to do it again and again. So I only went for 2 weeks. Well, I went for 3 weeks, but 2 weeks to Cambodia, which was the outreach part. And I found it really hard, because even though I had an amazing time, I met people and I heard all these stories, and then I just had to leave again, and it was just too short. I was like, I want to stay. So that's why I wanted to go on a longer period of kind of mission. So that's why I was looking for a mission trip. And that's why I found BMS, and it was 6 months. And a friend that I met at uni, she came in first year and I was at third year. She had done it 2 years ago. Well, then, she'd just come back from India, from being in Calcutta. So it was really nice. So I got a kind of a realistic picture of what BMS was. And I think it just, God led me, and it just kept popping up, popping up, popping up. And then now I'm here. So.
Sticky notes weren't the best idea. If you had to marry a fruit, I've never actually thought about this. But I don't know. What's the most human fruit? Into them, can't you? So then I wouldn't get lonely, because I would have to talk to.
You're an alien now, but you're not alien.
That's also the question I just walked through with you.
Is that the question?
What would you say to those of us over 23 about our role in God's mission? I feel pressure. I answered this on Saturday and I've forgotten my answer. So, mission, I definitely learned about mission, that you don't have to be those amazing preachers going out, Bible-bashing people and converting them to Christianity. You don't have to go to the other side of the world. You can do it right where you are, with the skills you've been given, whatever age you are. Mission is about going to your next-door neighbour and talking to them, giving them a smile, asking how their week is, and just showing them God's love. Jesus called us all to be missionaries, and it says in the verse in Acts, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the world. Some people go to the ends of the world and go to the other side and go to those places that people think you should never go into, but people can do it on their front line, with the people they meet day to day is the biggest mission field God has given us. We see them on a weekly routine, they know us well, But our mission is to act the way Jesus would want us to act, to Jesus to shine out of us and for people to notice a difference in us, to ask questions and share the gospel to them. So everyone has a mission field. You don't have to go overseas. Our mission field is tomorrow morning at work, at school, at whatever you're doing. Is my answer.
This one has got Kes in brackets at the end, so I'm going to... It says, what was the best thing that happened during your time in Nepal? And there's brackets, Kes, pizza. So I think this is referring to a particular... Basically, the whole... Nepal was an incredible experience, but something that happened in the airport towards the end was also quite amazing. In that we were in Mumbai Airport... No, Delhi Airport, and we were... our plane had been delayed for 4 hours, and we were sat there sitting around. And then some guys who were flying back to London had ordered too much pizza, and so they had leftover pizza, and they offered it to us for free. And that was an amazing experience. So we got free pizza, and we were watching Friends on our laptop. So that was a great experience. But
when I asked Kes, what was the best thing that happened to you in your whole year? She said pizza. That was the truth.
But if I gave a more serious answer, one of the best things that happened during my time, now I actually have to think about it. I think one of the really, really good things was going to Sirkhet, so the rural part of Nepal, where we spent 2 weeks there. And the relationships we made with the people there were, it was just amazing. I think it was the saddest I ever felt when we had to leave Sirkhet, because, we just got to know the youth there so well, and they were just so lovely and just showed us so much love and hospitality. And every time we were in the church quite a lot for going to the school and leading youth things. And every time at the end, they'd always sit us down and we'd have tea with them and just chat with them. And it was just a really lovely experience. And I think life there is a lot more laid back, so it's just really all about the relationships. And I think we saw that when we went to Kathmandu as well, but then the difference between Kathmandu and Sirkhet was even more, so just so much more laid back and just interested in people and getting to know you. So that was just really amazing.
I'm not good.
Do you have one inspirational person for your time? So I've answered the question quite a lot, and I'm going to stick to the same person. So it's my age. I'm going to cry already. I'm really emotional today. I was in a class with an ABS teacher called Ganga, and she was the most loveliest lady. And she was a Christian, and she'd been working at the school for about 18 years. And she really welcomed me into her classroom, so she just basically said, this is your classroom now as well, which made me feel so welcome, because I didn't really know what I was doing there. I had no role, we just kind of turned up. So she really welcomed me in, and for her, she was a single lady in Nepal, so I think for her that was quite hard. She would always talk to me about how she had to look after her family, how she had all these different things to do, and she was always like, my wish for you is to get married. My wish, I was single, independent woman, you can do this, it's fine. But for her, obviously, it's very different to be in Nepal and to be a single lady. And I had just so much inspiration for her, just admiration for her, just to be so strong in her faith. We would always have these conversations about being single in Nepal, but then she would always come back to being strong in Jesus. And for me, that was just kind of a memorable thing for her to say, just being strong in Jesus, strong in Jesus, strong in Jesus. And she had just so much passion for these children that we were working with. She had just so much passion for the children we were working with, and she really devoted herself to them. And it wasn't just she was there, that was her job. She loved to really help the individual children just develop, so they were more independent. So I really miss that.
We've probably got time for one more question, maybe.
Our song Cornerstone had the words weak made strong in the Saviour's love. Can you think of examples where in your weakness he was strong? Oh, this is a thinker.
Anyone I can take it.
So before I went on to mission on this gap year, I didn't think that God could use me because I do have so many weaknesses. And I went to my BMS interview and just sat there listing all of my weaknesses. So I'm really surprised when I got the email saying, oh, we've offered you a place on this team. It's you're crazy. But because I think I'm really shy. I'm not
very outgoing. I don't often stand in front of churches, and well, I've done it a lot on tour, but before this, I've been transformed, yes. So, it's not something that I felt all that comfortable doing, so I didn't think that I was the right type of person to kind of go out there and talk to people. But within this, like I shared kind of earlier about the relationship I made with this girl in my ABBS class, and this wasn't through actually speaking to her because we couldn't communicate. It was just by spending time with her and just kind of getting involved with what she was doing and just kind of being there to help her through everything. So I think, just the fact that I was there and being there, kind of using the kind of quietness that I have just to kind of sit with people and spend time with them instead of kind of doing the loud, getting involved with everything else. So you kind of, used that.
I'm going to finish by saying a Nepali blessing, which means go from the church into your homes with God. I'm going to say that now. Tapai haru church ma deki garma sama prabhu sunga janu huncha. Amen. Jai Masi.
Jai
Masi. You remembered it.
I know we've had the blessing, so you can go, but I just, some notes. God can use all of us, if we're willing to step outside our comfort zone. Weak made strong in the Father's love. That came across again and again, and we sung it in the songs. Build your kingdom here, in this church, in our lives, in Southwood and Ferrers, and in the rest of the world, linking into that mission every day when we step outside our door. What does that look like for us? We lay down our lives for heaven's cause, just from that last song. Do we? Lay down our lives for heaven's cause. There's a question to go away and ask yourself, what does that look like? To lay down your life for heaven's cause. And I pray that today we won't just see this as a good evening or a good day. It's been a phenomenally good day. But I pray that we would let God awake, let the Holy Spirit awake the kingdom seed in us. Because I know that certainly a lot of people I've spoken to have really felt a bit of a stirring. Let God awake, let the Holy Spirit stir up that kingdom seed, wake up. That kingdom seed in us, no matter how old you are, whether you're under 23 or whether you're over 23 or whether you're over 93, I don't quite think so. Let God awake the kingdom seed, because we are the church. We are God's hope for this town. We worry about this town. We're God's hope for this town. We worry about Burnham, probably. Burnham Baptist, as well as the other churches, but is the hope for Burnham. So the change has to start in us, the kingdom seed being awakened in us.